Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, savage and callous, that's how Taoiseach Micheál Martin has described the weekend arson attack in County Offaly that claimed the life of a 60-year-old woman and her grandnephew who was just 4 years of age. Gardaí are working to identify suspects responsible for the attack in Edenderry on Saturday night in which another woman was seriously injured. They called it a reckless and murderous attack which is being linked to illegal drugs activity in the area. The injured parties, though, are entirely innocent of any of that. Our reporter John Cook is live at the scene in Castleview Park Estate. What's been happening there, John?
Well, Colm, there's a stunned silence for many in Castleview Park and Edenderry this evening in a state of around 40 terraced houses where many had gone to great efforts to decorate their houses for Christmas over the past week. Their traditional countdown and Christmas lighting ceremony planned for last evening was called off in the wake of what happened at the weekend, this apparent petrol bomb attack at the end of Terrace House where four-year-old Tadhg Farrell, his granny and grandaunt Mary Holt were settling in for the night on Saturday evening. Little Tadhg and nursing home worker Mary, aged 60, were taken away in coffins yesterday as shocked locals looked on. Her sister, his granny, remains in a serious condition in the Midland Regional Hospital in Tullamore. And today the cream-coloured house is turned black from all this fire and smoke. PVC windows are burned out and smashed, and Garda crime scene tape has surrounded the area throughout the day, behind which around 25 bouquets of flowers have been placed in tribute to Mary and Tadhg. Teddy bears, a Spider-Man balloon and a bluey toy in a Santa hat also left in memory of his short innocent life. As the Taoiseach said, the level of inhumanity behind this arson attack was difficult to comprehend. He said the use of accelerants like petrol bombs was a savage form of criminal activity, and the Gardaí are investigating whether an organised criminal gang was involved in the drugs trade here and may have been involved in what they call this reckless and murderous attack. They've been conducting door-to-door inquiries throughout the day as I met many neighbours of the late Mary Holt, some afraid to speak publicly, others conveying the deep sense of sadness and shock they all feel, as you'll hear.
It's very, very sad for the whole area, and we really send all our condolences to both families.
Did you know Tadhg, he was four years old, his grandaunt and granny?
I knew Mary. I lived here myself a year in the difference of Mary, went to school with her, a lady, a hard-working person. She worked from the age of 14, taking care of elderly people, and she certainly did not deserve anything of this. No human being does. It's unbelievable. But please God, justice will be done. Please God.
Did you see what went on Saturday night? Or you must have been just shocked.
I came from Mass on Saturday night, 7 o'clock Mass.
And, from the field there.
And as I came across with my husband, we were coming, and we seen the smoke. And as we came up here, there was nothing, any glass, and people was distraught. And Mary's name was being screamed. Uh-huh. Being screamed. Mary, obviously the people outside knew Mary, unfortunately.
It's a really shocking sight to see the house burned out like that. Yeah, flowers and toys left outside now.
Yeah, very sad for any people. At any time of the year, especially this time, a little child looking forward to Santa and everything and helping Mary with the Christmas tree and all. It's very, very, very sad.
It's a bad vibe. I don't know what to say to you, you know.
But you're shocked to hear of a woman losing her life there and her young grandnephew.
Yeah, and do we know how the other woman is? I don't know yet. I asked the guard last night when he was calling to the house. Hopefully she survives, absolutely, you know.
Some people are afraid to speak, though, I've noticed. They're upset and angry, but afraid as well.
Yeah, I often fear for the neighbours up there because it's been going on a while now. They had windows broken there not so long ago, and you felt awful because I heard about Mary. She was a good worker and all that kind of thing, you know.
Never expected anything like that.
And and little Tadhg, I remember seeing him going by with his granny, I presume, up in his scooter up and down here.
Horrendous, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't realise he was four at the time. I thought he was even younger, but that was a big shock, you know.
The Taoiseach has described this as reckless and callous.
Working at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. What do you think of those comments? Because they're talking about the drug trade. Are people afraid of that around here?
Yes.
Well, yes.
Yeah, it hasn't been the first time for something to happen. Mm. Unfortunately, like windows have been put in. It is a big fear for elderly people.
Are you afraid now because of it?
No, I'm afraid, but no.
And do you think people will be afraid to speak out or to help the Gardaí with their investigations? Yes. I see them knocking on doors here.
I personally think they would. But people, don't be afraid. Voice your opinion. Absolutely. You know, if you have to save lives, that's what it is to voice your opinion.
We had all this planning, like, they were doing a flat out here all the week here.
So all the houses in this row have go to a huge amount of effort for Christmas lights, and they should have been lit up last night.
Last night, we were planning to... We had to pull the plug, like, just after what happened.
And as your dad was saying, that little boy should have been involved in this. Children would have been looking forward to this.
He was looking forward, because... You know, Jesus.
People are very upset by this.
Oh, it's hard. Like, it's shocking.
But for all the lights it is turned on, it's now become dark. Even though the lights are still burning tonight, the area is dark. Mm-hmm. You know, there isn't enough light to take away the darkness that's in Castleview as we speak today.
Neighbours of Mary Holt speaking to you there, John, in the Castleview Park estate in Edenderry. A vigil is being planned tonight in the town, is it, John?
That's to come later this week, Colm, because as well as that sense of sadness and fear from some, others speak of a feeling of anger in the community in Edenderry that such a deadly arson attack like this can happen, and that possible criminal elements in the drugs trade can wreak such havoc on ordinary human life, especially when innocent people and even children are the victims. The candlelight vigil is being planned for locals on Wednesday evening to send a message to such criminals, I've been told, by the chairman of the local Derry Rovers Football Club, Pat McBride. Now, Pat wasn't in the area today, but his family home is next door to the house where this fatal arson attack was carried out on Saturday evening. It's where he grew up. So as we chatted online, he told me that he wants people to gather in candlelight on Wednesday evening as a mark of sympathy and solidarity from the community in Castleview Park and the town of Edenderry, but also to make a stand against violence and the illegal drugs trade in the Midlands.
We shouldn't have to put up with this. We shouldn't be intimidated. People living in fear, people not knowing whether your windows are going to be broken, whether you're, you know, what's going to happen when someone be shot, someone get blown up. It's like people should be able to go about their daily lives in good living people in comfort, not looking over the shoulder.
Tell us about the vigil you're planning, Pat, with your soccer club, Derry Rovers, and I think other community activists.
We had a Zoom meeting yesterday evening, and the committee unanimously agreed to hold a vigil for solidarity with the people of Castleview, with the people of Edenderry, and our sympathies for that poor baby Tig that died tragically in the fire. So it's a show of strength from the people that we're not afraid, and we will stand up to these thugs.
It's a candlelit vigil plan for Wednesday evening. So, Pat, your message to people who might feel that sense of fear now as well, would you encourage them to cooperate with Gardaí on this?
The only way these people can be dealt with properly is assisting the guards. Otherwise, burying your head in the sand is contributing to it. You know, you're not helping the people. Everybody, and if knows anything, should go and give the information and get these people that killed the poor innocent child locked up.
That heartfelt appeal there from Pat McBride of the Derry Rovers Football Club in Edenderry there, John. I believe there's still a significant Garda presence where you are this evening.
Yes, Colm, as you speak to me this evening, the Gardaí have just removed a cordon in the Castleview Park estate that was blocking traffic and access to some parts of it. Workers now arriving to put timber hoarding in place to block up the burned out windows of this house following Saturday evening's arson attack, and still a number of Gardaí patrolling the area. Many seen throughout the estate today conducting house-to-house inquiries. A mobile community Gardaí policing van was set up in the centre of Edenderry for locals to call in to speak to Gardaí in confidence, and they're still appealing for witnesses and anyone who was in the Castleview Park area between 7 and 8 p.m. on Saturday evening, or in anyone who might have dash cam footage from driving in the area, to contact Edenderry or Tullamore Garda stations or the Garda confidential line 1-800-666-111, Colm.
John, thanks for that, and our condolences to the families of Tadhg Farrell and Mary Holt, and of course we do wish a recovery to the woman in her 50s who's recovering in hospital. John Cook reporting there from Edenderry.